USA News, I'm Lance Pry. China's Central Health Authority has stopped publishing daily COVID-19 data, ending 3 years of reporting as criticism for massively underreporting the surge in infections now growing in the country. In a one-line announcement Sunday, China's National Health Commission said it would no longer issue daily reports on COVID infections and deaths. Frigid winter storms over the weekend killed at least 31 people as it swept across the USA, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. At this hour, New York and Maine continue to struggle with power. Also, more than 2,700 flights were canceled on Christmas Eve. Inflation continues to plague American wallets, with everything costing more these days. 401k balances have fallen sharply in 2022. In fact, your total has dropped 23% this year. Personal finance expert Dan Ricciotto from the University of San Diego on Fox News says the omnibus spending package rushed through Washington last week is going to hurt inflation.
It may be good politics, but it's pretty bad economics when you actually look at it. On the surface, it looks like it doesn't really do much to help us with our number one priority at the moment, at least when it comes to the economy, which is higher egg prices, right, and everything else. So on the surface, it doesn't look like it adds a whole lot to our fight against inflation. In fact, might even make it a little bit worse.
Washington State had vandals attacking their power grid.
Multiple power substations were vandalized in and around Tacoma, Washington on Sunday. Electricity was lost to more than 14,000 customers, police say. It was not clear if there was a motive or if these were coordinated targets. No suspects were taken into custody, according to Fox News. This comes after two electrical substations were hit by gunfire in North Carolina earlier this month, causing tens of thousands of customers to lose power. I'm Jerry Barmash.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As China continues to intimidate Taiwan, flying military aircraft into their airspace and running ships towards their waters, aggressive actions are taking place on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea's military fired warning shots, scrambled fighter jets, and flew surveillance craft across heavily fortified border with North Korea on Monday, after North Korean drones violated its airspace for the first time in 5 years. South Korea's military detected 5 drones from North Korea crossing the border, and one traveled as far as the northern part of the South Korean capital region. 3 buses of migrant families arrived from Texas near the home of Vice President Kamala Harris in record-setting cold on Christmas Eve, similar to actions taken by border state governors, calling attention to the Biden administration's immigration policies. The buses that arrived late Saturday outside the vice president's residence were carrying about 130 people. Local organizers had expected the buses to arrive on Sunday, but found out Saturday that the group would be arriving early. Avatar is helping bring people back to the movie theaters.
James Cameron's follow-up to the 2009 blockbuster tacked on another $56 million in its second weekend since opening in the U.S. and Canada. Avatar, The Way of Water, has already eclipsed $850 million in receipts worldwide. The original Avatar is the highest-grossing film in history at $2.9 billion. I'm Jerry Barmash.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
MyPillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling MyPillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.